Welcome back.
I'm not ready. No warning, nothing. Hey, Charlie, you ready?
No, because last time I said, hey, do you got to pee? And you're like, why are you asking me that? What's the problem? What the fuck? Wait, I want to pee. Maybe an independent woman. What are you telling me to fuck her? What the fuck you?
Did you say you're an independent woman?
Yeah, maybe I'm an independent woman. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
You were fiddling with the recorder. I thought I had time to think about what the hell I wanted to talk about.
I was pressing a button. I was pressing fucking record.
Fucking record.
Fucking record. Fucking stop. Record. Fucking record.
Fucking well, record.
Hey, fuck
fucking
you.
Record.
Fuck.
Fucking record. Fucking record.
Fucking record.
Fucking record. Fucking record.
I have a reminder that says, you bastard, remind me to talk about hanging with Heavy.
You bastard. You insult yourself in your own reminder?
I think as I was pressing record, somebody said, you bastard. That's why it says, hey, you bastard, remind me about hanging with Heavy. Yeah, so I was on Hanging with Heavy. You know that.
Yeah.
But the listeners don't know that. So I was on Hanging. So if you want to really get to know me.
Yes, I do. But first, do we have a sponsor?
Do we start the show yet?
Oh. Are we just talking?
I don't know. Are you just talking? Are you just talking?
We have a microphone. We have our headphones.
We're doing stuff.
And you just want to talk about Hanging with Heavy, but not on the show? I don't get it.
No, I forgot.
Okay, just start the show.
Check out Hanging with Heavy. Welcome back to
SDFU. What the fuck is happening?
Listen, we're just 2 minutes in. Your fault. The show where we read news stories, talk shit, keep it.
Strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the most.
Potatoes.
Patats.
Good potatoes.
Patats.
Good potatoes.
Good fucking patats.
Mm. You just fed me.
I just fed you food.
Like a two-year-old. You just fed me.
You've been eating cookies and popcorn and shit, yes. So I gave you a real meal.
Listen, okay? It's hard. Apparently, it's hard.
Hold on. What?
Apparently.
Show
title. Apparently, it's hard to eat properly when you don't have a functioning kitchen.
Oh, lame excuse. Make sandwiches.
No, because literally every room in my house is unusable.
Okay.
Except for my bedroom.
Put a microwave and a mini fridge.
I don't have a mini fridge. Well, I'm going to buy a mini fridge.
Yeah, buy one and return it.
Yeah, okay. That's totally something I would do, actually. I'm not inspired to eat, I guess, but I've been eating popcorn and cookies for a week and a half.
Super
so you
healthy.
You fed me.
I fed you. You got your omega-3s. You got your good fats. You got your protein.
Yeah, and now I got my beer.
Now you got that
I have in my fridge, though. I have beer.
Got to have necessities. The beautiful necessities.
There you go. That was you, though, but not me.
That was me.
You said something about Hanging with Heavy. What? Did you want to talk about this, or is that...
No, because I keep forgetting to bring it up. I was on Hanging with Heavy. I talked about stuff.
What'd you talk about?
Stuff. If you want to know,
okay, close
listen
show.
To Hanging with Heavy. I don't want to give anything away but my life.
Okay,
shit.
So where can they find Hanging with Heavy?
On the brand new Trending Topics Network, where you can find this show, look for specifically episode H2O. With me on it, but all of his episodes.
The episode is called H2O?
Yeah, it's Heavy 2O, and I'm number 2O. H2O, because water fast. Thank you.
Oh, so you're episode 20.
Yeah.
Oh, that was confusing.
No, it took you. No, you're dumb.
No, because I.
Thank you. All right. Do we have a sponsor this week, Charlie? Oh, we do. Is it me?
Do we have a sponsor, Old School?
Older School. Do we have a sponsor?
Is that your name? Yeah, it is. I didn't get it wrong.
I didn't have an A in the middle of it. Old school. The old school.
I am Italian. Old school. Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Waffle Master 3000.
The Waffle Master 3000.
From Georgia.
From Georgia?
Go.
Oh, no. I don't like that model. I mean, sponsor. I love that model. The what is it again? Waffle Maker?
Waffle Master 3000.
Oh, sorry. The Waffle Master.
The Waffle Master
3000.
Yeah, keep that voice the whole time. Go.
Is a wonderful machine that makes all your waffles in the shape of Georgia.
And what shape is that, Charlie?
Well, if you check a map, you incompetent mincompoop, you'll find out.
Is it the state or the country, Charlie?
No, it's the state. Because Americans have to have everything big and beautiful and specialized to their states.
So what besides the outline of the state of Georgia, makes it so unique to that region?
Well, let me tell you, it's made with iron that was cultivated in Georgia. But you don't really find any iron in Georgia. But when you dig deep enough, you will.
It's good to know, Charlie.
Yes. So this waffle maker 3000, it's the 3000 master. The waffle master 3000 is the 3000th version. So you know that it's good now.
Yeah, because they fucked up the first 2000.
We don't like to mention that. So for the ultimate price of $89.99, you could get the Waffle Master 3000.
But if they call in the next 15 minutes, Charlie, there's a special, right?
Totally. You could get $80 off.
So it's $9? Wow. That's a pretty good fucking deal, man.
If you mention the code STFU, and it's made out of plastic.
Hold on. You just said that there was iron from Georgia.
They removed the iron with the code.
As we were talking, it's gone. If you want the $9 model, it's got to be Chinese plastic.
Yes. It's not safe.
The China waffle iron plastic waffle iron will literally ignite your house on fire.
But it's good waffles.
They're fucking good waffles, man.
That's it.
All right, Charlie, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, my God. I'm in the middle of this renovation. It sucks. I hate it so much.
Spending a lot of money. House is all fucking torn up to shit.
You know what? It's scary. I'm spending too much money, but I'm not calculating. So I'm literally just putting
No budget?
I'm putting everything on credit cards.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I'm going so over budget.
Like,
I think.
How much? What do you mean you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Holy shit.
Well, listen, there's a lot of things that I didn't consider, like some cabinets that I was missing, the counters.
Hold on.
The floor was like $800. I didn't anticipate that.
Don't you work with a contractor to like figure out pricing?
Yeah, but they quote just out of their ass.
Really?
Literally.
Here's like, my quote.
Literally, they just pull it out of their ass.
That's
like,
amazing.
Example, the electrician, he quoted me $800, but then the electrician actually came and gave me a real quote.
Okay.
And it was $2,000. So it's a little off.
Well, that guy's a fucking moron.
Well, no, because they don't know. It's not their specialization.
So get an electrician in there and fucking do the quote.
I know, but what are you going to do? Like, your quote is going to take forever. But a lot of things also cost less, right?
Right,
like,
okay.
I think it evens out.
I think. I don't know. Just throw it on the card. Just charge it.
I hope so.
So do you mind saying how much you think it's going to cost you?
I think it's going to cost 13 grand.
Okay. And well, how much did you expect it to cost?
7,000.
Well, that's normal Quebec. Anything construction budget is always double.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
There you go.
But what are you going to do, right?
Well, I don't know. Spend less money.
I should have all my papers in a nice little folder.
Yeah, kinda. No, just you literally have a bag. You just throw receipts in. Charge it. Fuck it. Who cares?
Give it to your accountant.
Please be my CFO.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit. Don't ever go to accounting.
I was going to say my business would go under in 1 year, but I've had my business for 7 years, so suck it.
How the fuck do you do taxes, though? It must be a nightmare.
No. Why?
Because I can't imagine you're organizing shit anywhere. Like,
no, you have a nice little shoebox.
A shoebox.
You have a nice little shoebox.
So come tax time, you just open the shoebox?
Well, not really.
Blah, blah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, let me speak again.
Have another sip of beer.
Everything I do is electronic. So come tax time, you totally go on PayPal and you go on Visas and you go on Interacts and then you calculate that way. I don't even look at my bills.
You don't put like an Excel spreadsheet?
Yes, after.
But if you do it in real time, then you have your numbers.
Are you crazy? Time to waste every day on that.
Would you stop?
You know how much shit I buy ever though?
I don't know how much shit you buy. I know you buy a lot of tiles.
I buy a lot of shit ever though.
A lot of shit ever there?
Ever though.
Ever there. So when is this thing gonna get done?
Hopefully by this time next week.
Then it's all done.
Hopefully by next episode.
Then you gotta clean up and all that shit.
Yeah, and remove everything and put everything back. It's already removed.
Okay.
I have to buy my IKEA shit to put it on the wall. Like a garde-robe. Armoire.
Clothes drawer.
Armoire.
Armoire.
Yeah.
Armoire.
Yeah. Armoire. Looks like you're saying.
Armoire.
Armoire.
À moi, là.
À moi. À moi, là.
Moi, là.
À it's
moi,
mine. Là. But yeah, it's that's mine, it. So I hate myself.
I hate myself. I hate your safe, too.
I hate myself, but I learned how to install my own tile floor today. I did it all myself.
Yeah, was it any good?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see tomorrow.
You walking on it, tiles are flying everywhere.
No, you're not allowed.
I'm not allowed to walk on your tile?
No, not for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, but I mean after 24 hours.
I'll kill myself if they break after the first time that you step on it.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Stop headbutting the mic.
So what's up with you?
All right. I got a couple things going on with me.
Really? Let's see how much we get those.
Okay. My belt exploded at work.
I'm sorry, what?
Has that ever happened? No. It happened to me one time.
You know that I don't wear belts?
You don't need belts. You have tight-fitting pants, right?
Yeah.
So you're good. I don't. I need belts or else the pants go woo.
What do you mean?
Okay. I'm losing a lot of weight, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just had to buy new pants again. I was two sizes too small wearing the baggy pants.
Okay, baggy pants.
Baggy pants. If I don't have a belt, those are coming down to the knees, guaranteed.
So how did your belt explode?
Good question. I sit down and just go, it goes floop, and the metal broke out of the buckle.
Oh, the metal.
Metal, so it bleh.
Well, yeah, if it was the leather, that would have, like, exploded.
That happened to me once, too. One time the leather and this one was the metal.
Knowing you, you probably buy the exact same belt every single time.
I can't because I'm losing weight.
But a belt's a belt. It has holes.
A lot of things have holes. But like there's different size belts. So I need
right?
The last belt I had, I was starting to drill holes in it because I went too far.
Right.
I needed a new belt, like a short.
Isn't that the best though?
Kind of is, yeah. But
what are you really, with the knife, you're like just going in it?
I say use the drill.
I'm sorry, you use the drill to do an extra hole in your belt?
Yeah, it works perfect.
Yeah, but what do you have on the other side of it?
Nothing, I just drill it.
What do you drill? How?
Okay. So I have one side of the belt hanging over the table, and then I'm holding the other side of the belt so I have a tight grip, and then I drill into the hole.
Okay, and it doesn't break it?
No.
I'm pretty sure nobody's ever done that before.
I've done it, and I mastered it.
$1 million idea?
No, just buy another belt.
Why? If you make a little tiny mini drill.
Just
okay,
get a hole puncher.
That too.
Yeah. A tiny drill.
A little tiny drill. It goes, but it had something
happens,
just
see?
Exploded in this in this joint. But it has the same size bit. Little tiny drill for your hand.
Yeah.
But a same bit, the size of a hole.
It seems like way too much work.
And you just go.
You're trying to fix a problem that doesn't need to be solved right now.
You can use it for other things. Earrings.
What? make tiny holes in your walls.
Make tiny holes in your... Perfect. Yeah. You could hang
for
up.
For midgets. It's good for midgets. Tiny, small people, whatever they're called.
Little people?
Little people, yeah.
No, they don't. No, you can't. No.
No, they're not allowed.
It's too
they're
powerful.
Banned.
Too powerful.
They're banned.
Mm. Every time you need a little tiny hole, don't want to take out the big ass drill, bam, you're done. Comes out of your pocket.
It's not that big a... Like,
comes out of your pocket.
It's not that big of a drill, the normal drills.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Batteries. The batteries are annoying as fuck. They're super heavy.
Just charge them. Like, I don't... What do you mean?
No.
How are they annoying?
They're annoying because they're never charged.
Because you don't charge them. You don't... Because you're not planning it. Like, I plan everything in advance.
How in advance?
I organized the Royal Rumble. That's 2 months.
Okay, but you're going to plug in your batteries and the off chance you're going to use it 2 months from
hell
now?
Hell yeah.
Wait, no, you need the little mini drill.
No. I just charge my shit. Like, I have reminders to charge my stuff.
No. You need a little tiny battery with a little tiny drill.
It's like the most ridiculous. Do not ever invent a thing.
Okay, you're going to cry when I make billions with this.
Tinydrill.com.
Don't steal that. I'm taking it, guys.
Don't steal it.
Tinydrill.com. I bet that it already exists.
Look,
if it doesn't exist, buy it.
Drill.
It would be great for shotguns when you drink beer instead of using a key.
Somebody's parking it.
Parking it? I'm a fucking asshole.
It's probably somebody else on a podcast. You know what would be a great thing, Tiny Drill? Get that domain now. Get that domain.
Oh my God, we just lost billions of dollars.
No.
Yes, we did.
No, there's so many bad ideas. Like, have you ever had a bad idea for a product or something?
Oh my God, I have like one idea a day.
Okay, go. But like a bad one.
Okay, I had one recently, and I have a friend of mine that's actually a product designer.
Okay.
So he makes products for a living and then sells it to companies and like gets.
Is he an inventor or is he?
Okay. Like an engineer. Okay, like he designs it.
He designs the specs and stuff?
Yeah. And then he patents the idea and then sells it to companies.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I have the greatest idea for you. I need this. And then when I told him the idea, he was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it exists already. Or is like, what about this? And I was like, oh, damn. So, you know when you're like in your shower?
No.
And then, no? I never take showers. You're in a shower and you want to listen to music.
Okay.
But you don't want to wet your phone, obviously. Yeah, and by having it on the other side of the curtain, you can't hear it because the water goes.
You know they have radios that are waterproof.
Quiet. Okay. So it was like, I have like I have cement on my arm. I have cement on my arm. I have like a thing that hangs on the other side of the shower curtain.
Okay.
A little pocket or whatever. So I was like, I always put my phone in there, but I still can't hear it. So I was like, what if you plug in like a speaker, but it has a long arm?
You're overcomplicating everything. I love
it. But it has a long arm. Then you could go and like bend the arm into the shower.
This is such a ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean though?
No, it's the most ridiculous overkill thing.
The arm could be like 2 feet long, and then you just arm it in the shower so that you can listen to your music without putting your phone.
Or you can get a waterproof radio.
Yeah, see, that's what he said.
A 7 foot arm, like speaker.
It was like, there's actually a Bluetooth stereo that you could just stick into your thing. And I was like, oh, all right, never mind.
But is it because you have to be entertained for the quick, like how long are you in showers for?
Honestly, like 5 minutes.
Yeah. So the whole time you're spending setting this fucking thing up.
Yeah, but sometimes
it's going to be longer than the shower.
But sometimes you're like listening to a podcast and you really need to take a shower because you have to go somewhere.
So you pause it for 5 minutes.
No, you really want to listen to it.
No, I do not get that.
Sometimes you're like really in a dancey mood and you want to listen to music and you don't want to turn it off.
For 5 minutes.
5 minutes. It happens.
Like if you take a long shower, I get it.
No. Wait, tell me one of your stupid ideas. You can't just embarrass myself and then nothing. You can embarrass myself. That's what I said.
Let me try to think of a bad idea that I had.
I've had really good ideas too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm not going to tell you those. Of course not. Well, when I was younger, I thought I was like the smartest person in the world. You know, they had cassettes back in the day.
Of course.
And you couldn't record over one that was already recorded. Like they'd have the plastic hole. And if it wasn't covered, you couldn't record over it.
Right, you could cut them
off. So genius me figures out one day, hey, what if you cover that hole, you can record over it. And I did it. I'm like, how come nobody has thought of this? I'm a fucking genius. And I mentioned it. Yeah, you don't do that already? Like, it was like, but for me, it was the greatest fucking thing ever.
I'm pretty sure that I came up with the digital card idea. Like digital camera. And just somebody stole it. Yeah,
okay, Steve Jobs.
I'm telling you. I was taking pictures. I've always had a camera in my head and my hand.
In your head too.
Yeah. And like I said, the other episode, I've always had a camera in my hand. And I was like, this is stupid. Why can't they just make a camera that you could see the picture right away? And then you could have like this little thing that you could just transfer the picture somewhere else. I didn't know what it was called. And I was like 8. And digital cameras came out when I was 16. I came up with it 8 years in the
face. Yeah, I thought of the MP3 player when I was 8 too.
Oh, me too. Ah, yeah. Shit.
We had no idea how to build one, but it'd be like, how cool would it be to put a bunch of stuff on this and then plug it in my
Remember
computer?
When the CDs came out? We had to hack it to be able to put more than 10 songs on it. Remember?
Oh, you mean the blank CDs?
No. There was like a way, I don't remember now. You could either burn, you could burn the songs as tracks or you could burn MP3s. It as data.
MP3.
And we were like, oh, I figured out how to put it with 30 songs on
then
it.
Then you would need a CD player that could play MP3s. But,
right.
But they came out with them.
They did, yeah.
Eventually, yeah.
But when that came out, it was so funny.
Make your own CDs, man. It's fucking crazy.
But you have to burn them properly. Burn them as data, as...
Right. But then if you didn't have a proper player that did it, you're fucked.
I don't remember that part.
I only
remember my achievements.
Okay. I failed to remember the setbacks. No, I was doing a road trip, my brother, and like had all these fucking CDs done. He didn't have the proper player. So
oh, no.
We listened to nothing. Fucking CJAD all day. CJAD 728.
No. CJAD. No, what was it?
CJAD.
Wasn't it? What's the song? Shit. There was a song. CJAD. I don't remember. Whatever. Fuck.
Talk radio.
That was the best. I need to work there.
My mom listens to talk radio all day.
Oh my God. It's like podcasts. It's literally what we're doing right now. It is a podcast. It's literally what we're doing right now.
They're just bullshitting nonsense. Just, we don't have commercials. Well, like real ones.
We have real ones. Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
Waffle Master 3000. Waffle
Master 3000.
It's real. And
Azure.
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 You didn't even remember it properly. It was your ad. Azure.
No, you read it.
Azure.
Azure.
Okay, what was about your story?
I don't know. What was I talking about?
It's fucking written.
Don't break the fourth wall, man. Oh, my belt blew up.
Oh, right. Okay, so how did it blow up?
So
it just blows up.
I was sitting at work because I got into work late.
You were sitting
already.
On it.
Maybe.
That's what?
I was getting into work late because I'm bringing my car for maintenance.
Right.
Maintenance. Because here in Canada, we got to get winter tires and winter
this. Did you put them on, by the way?
Yeah, they're on.
You really already?
Yeah. You have. Oh. It's going to snow tomorrow. Fuck. What are you
doing? No, it's not.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow in like 2 days.
Tomorrow, 2 days.
Do you have an appointment?
No.
You're fucked, dude.
No.
It's booked till like quadrember. It's a month that doesn't exist and you're booked.
No, I just remembered that I actually didn't never put my summer tires on, so I already have them.
Okay, but oh, you're going to destroy your tread,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't.
Well, check the tread.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to do that.
Or just die. Whatever. Whatever works.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
You're like...
My car is so light. The winter tires don't even work anyways. Even when they have a tread or whatever it's called. The
tread
roughness.
The tread is important.
The roughness.
Check the... You're like the poor teenagers who can't afford summer tires, so they just keep the winters on and fucking destroy
Four
them.
Four seasons, man.
You're going to ruin your tires.
I know. It's good. I really didn't want to do it this summer.
You're fucked.
I have to do my rust proofing too. Didn't do that yet.
I have special rust proofing. It's like what they put in the boats. It's this electronic thing.
There's no way that works.
It does.
It's, on cars?
It's guaranteed 10 years.
On boats?
On cars. I have a fucking paper. It's guaranteed 10 years. And I asked the mechanic guy and he's like, yeah, it's good.
And you did it yourself?
No, they did
it.
Oh,
okay.
I bought it.
I thought you were fancy.
It was a special option. They're like, would you like the regular treatment or would you like
the one for boats?
The boats. I'm like, hell yeah, the boats, man. Let's spend some money.
What's with you in boats? Like, first we had to buy you a boat horn for your fucking disgusting car.
It died a week later.
And now you want to get the boat rust?
Yeah, but I don't have to touch it for 10 years, yo. No boat rust.
But you know what? That's not true, huh?
It is true.
No.
It's guaranteed 10 years, motherfucker.
It might be guaranteed, but you shouldn't trust it.
So they'll give me a new car.
No, they're not going to give you a new car.
Dude, a mechanic fucking... Okay, mechanics listening, sound off on this. Boat rust proofing, guaranteed. A fucking mechanic's like, yeah, that's good.
No.
What do you mean no? Okay. What the fuck do you know, Winter Please. Tire King?
Please.
What the fuck do you know?
Okay, so...
Change your tires,
okay,
fucker.
So you buy a cream, okay?
Nothing
you buy a cream, and the cream's like, guaranteed, best cream ever. And then your skin burns. What, they're going to give you a new body?
Yeah.
Like, no. They're going to be like,
different.
Sorry, here's the refund of your bottle.
Listen, fuckface. I raised that car up, okay? After the...
You did?
No, I'm telling you, that's what I'm going to do. You're paying for it. I'm going to get it lifted. I'm going to check the rust. If there's rust...
Oh, in 10 years?
Before 10 years, after 5, lift the fucking thing. And I'll check every fucking year. Is there rust? Yes or no? Oh, there's rust? Oh, really? Hey, Honda. Fucking 10 years anti-rust proof?
Dude.
Fuck you. Give me a new car, bitch.
What do you think that fucking rust proofing is made of? There's snow here. There's rain. There's mud. There's slush. You really think that's like a super magic fucking cream?
What's with you in the cream?
I don't know.
I'm telling you. It works.
No, it doesn't. It's made for like Florida where nothing happens ever.
No, they sell it here. It's made here, dumbass.
It's not made here. Oh,
yes.
We could bet on
Jean-Luc
that.
Jean-Luc makes it.
Yeah,
Jean-Luc
okay.
And BCB.
Yeah, okay. Fucking Prime Minister makes it too.
I'm telling you.
No.
Listen,
it's not. Don't trust it. You can trust it for like 2 years. Mine too
it's
is 10
five.
Years.
Dude, it's been five.
It's been five?
Yeah.
Do it now.
Okay.
Promise. Listeners.
Okay, when I go in April, I'll go, hey, this anti-rust thing, I want you to confirm that it works. Can we go on the lift? I want to see under the car.
Okay.
Okay.
Next summer, you said?
It's April. I get my next maintenance
okay.
in April. Okay, I'll check. Hey, I want to know, because my friend Charlie, you know, like, she knows a lot about cars, apparently. You know, she keeps her winter tires on all the time. She's like, oh, yeah, it's not going to work, whatever. So, can you lift it? And I want to see if there's any rust.
Guaranteed, it's not going to work.
Okay, I bet you $1,000.
$1,000?
I bet you $1,000 there's no rust on my car.
No, no, you have to bet me $1,000. It's due for another rust proofing now. There might not be rust, but if your old treatment that you did 5 years ago is not valid.
It's not a treatment. It's a fucking... It's cream? A device. It's a cream. There's no treatment. It's a fucking, it's an electronic device in the car that keeps it polarized. I don't know what the fuck it does. But like,
a, oh wait, it's a machine? That's even worse.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
It's a machine that just, scares off rust and says, don't touch me.
I don't know exactly how it works.
Oh, then I'll definitely bet you $1,000.
Now you're pissing me off. I'm going to get more info on this. But I'm telling you.
You're doubting that's what's happening.
No, I'm just, I don't know enough about the technology to prove you wrong right now.
To debate about it.
Yes,
that
okay.
That polarizes.
Fuck you, I'm telling you. The mechanics says it works.
It's a machine that makes the car go, no, no, water, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's exactly what it does.
I scare you off. No, no, no. Don't get me sick.
A third party, reputable mechanic says it works.
Yeah, okay. It's like saying somebody... Yeah,
who the fuck are you? What the fuck do you know about anything?
It's like saying...
You're an asshole.
It's like saying that drinking a specific water doesn't give
you
cancer.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do more research, okay. And I'm going to start sending you at 3 a.m, all these Facebook articles like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Okay,
and fine. Mechanics, let me know.
Fine. And prove me right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank
$1,000 on the line.
Belt.
Belt, right.
Belt explodes.
Belt explodes.
So I just came back from the maintenance, left my car there. They drive me to the metro, and then I take the metro in. And the second I get in the office, I sit down. Bleh.
Oh, yeah. You were sitting on your pants. That's why.
And I was late already because I was late for the because I brought my car in. And now I can't stand up because my pants go whoop. So what do I do?
You should always have extra suspenders. Not extra, some suspenders, because like they're not extra. Yeah, in case something happens.
That's that was actually a good idea. I never thought of that. But, yeah, just but random, how often
suspenders
do...
suspenders in your fucking desk.
But how often do belts explode, you know?
It's the first time in 36 years.
Second time for me.
Second time in 36 years, so it's pretty often.
No. Anyways.
Rainbow, please.
So I'm kind of screwed here. So I can't walk around, because like my pants keep
falling
down.
Times do you get up at work?
A lot.
For what?
I gotta go fucking fix this computer, go pee, go to lunch, go fucking help people with stuff. So I need a belt.
Okay.
And so I walk in 5 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I got it, my belt exploded. I gotta go get a belt. There's a Moores, which is a clothing store here for men. Just like 10 minutes away for men. But now I gotta figure out how do I keep the pants up while I'm walking.
Just hold them with your hands.
So I tried to be inconspicuous and I got the hands in the pockets.
Okay.
So I'm like leisurely walking, but I got the hands in the pockets. I'm grabbing onto the pants.
So are you showing a butt crack like a plumber?
I might have been. Just doing my leisure walking, you know, keeping the pants up, keeping the pants up. Go in there. And they have belts, but one size too small. They don't have my size.
Oh, no.
Like, you fucking piece of shit. This
go
wake,
to Walmart.
This wake. I can't. They don't have my size.
Walmart?
They do not have my size.
Really?
Yep. I can't tape. Wait till I get this fucking, yeah. Bobby pin, fucking duct tape, you know? At this point, I'm like, fuck, what do I do? Go in an Uber it to a specialty store, pick up a belt.
Go home then at that point.
At that point, it's like, fuck this. I need new pants anyways because those pants are falling down. Bought new pants, bought the belt, Ubered it back, spent like $100 on new pants.
$1,000,000.
Yeah, $60 on a new belt and $50 on Ubers.
I'm sorry, $60 on a belt?
Dude, here's the problem. Like, I can't get this weight off fast enough. You can't find anything in my size. Even shoes I can't find. I can't find shoes here. I can't find belts.
Did you lost weight in your feet? I don't get it.
No, I mean, generally, I can't find shoes. Yeah, I got to buy them in the States.
Just generally.
So I either have to go to the States or I got to buy shit at like one store.
I told you that Payless has your size.
They don't have belts.
No, we're talking about shoes.
I buy one brand of shoe.
Could you stop with that?
It's the best shoe ever.
I have noticed that there's two.
No, but it's the same shoe.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Check. They're both the white ones in Air Monarch.
What about the bottom ones? The boots?
Oh, that's... Yeah, but...
And what about the fancy ones?
Yeah, I don't fit in them. The boots, I barely fit. I have... Every time I put my boot on, I gotta go like... every time.
Okay, but Payless has 14 shoe.
Impossible.
Not impossible. Ponytail is 13. They had his size.
Yeah. They always have up to 13. But once you get over that 13 threshold, guaranteed you're fucked.
They have 14.
Fucked. Fucked in the A. Fucked.
Guaranteed they have
13. Check everywhere else, 13. Oh, I'm sorry. We just have 13. Fucking piece of shit.
Just cut your foot off. Sure. Oh my God, like in Japan, like they used to do.
Cut their feet off?
They used to tape their feet.
Just walk around with stubs?
No, they used to tape their feet, women.
Different from cutting them off.
Yeah, but they used, when they were children, so that it wouldn't grow when they were adults.
What, because they don't want to buy shoes in the States?
No, because apparently it's very attractive to have tiny feet as a woman.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but you know, culture.
Idiots.
No, but it's dumb also man. The reason why they have umbrellas. Did you notice that Japanese women always have umbrellas? Even like when it's no plus idea, 40? No. You like Asian women. You've never noticed?
No.
Really?
Who carries an umbrella around here in the summer when it's hot?
Japanese women.
Never seen
Chinese
it.
Women too.
No, never seen it.
Asian in general. So I found out.
Racist.
And listeners might tell me that I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. That the reason why they have like umbrellas or little parasols during the day is because white skin is considered very amazing and they don't want to tan.
That's so weird because everybody. Culture. It's so fucked up, eh? That stuff because everybody here wants a tan.
Everybody here is like, oh, please. Yeah, that's it.
It's more sun, tanny boots, fake tans, everything.
Yeah. But if you go,
like, eh, no sun.
If you go to Asia, when I went to travel there for in 2008 for a couple of weeks, all they do is touch your skin. Like the kids, the orphans, they just touch your skin because I'm white. So they go, oh, pretty, pretty. Because I'm white. I'm like, no, you pretty. Wish I had your head. I wish I was brown. Jesus Christ. Yeah. And everybody's like super fascinated by white skin.
Wow.
Probably because of America.
America.
It's like America. They're all rich there.
America.
Compared to us. We only eat rice. Was that racist?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
We only eat rice.
Pretty much. Rice is good.
Yeah, but essentially all you need to do with the slanted eyes and you'd be the most racist brand ever. Like that's literally all you were going to fucking, you were right there.
That was racist.
You were totally.
I didn't do it. You did.
You that's where you were going at that point.
I didn't do it. You did.
This or that? Or.
Whoa, did we finish your fucking belt story?
Yeah, we did. I spent like.
But what did you end up doing? You said you didn't find a belt.
No, I had to fucking go to a specialty place.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Spent like $200 on a pair of pants, a belt, and two Ubers. This weight cannot come off fast enough. Fuck that.
Cut it off.
I'd love to cut it off. Lipo, let's go.
No, cut it off. I bet some people have done it.
Chop my stomach?
Yeah, I'm sure people have done it. Do you think of that? Do you think it's possible?
Just no, you die. Your skin's an organ.
I know. It's.
It is.
It sounded like you said your skin's an organ.
It is an organ.
I'm sure people have tried though. Like loose skin?
Just oh my God. Chop it?
We need to search
you
that.
You die.
Obviously, but people are cray cray.
I'm not searching that shit. That's weird.
Oh, search it.
No.
It's on your Wi-Fi. I keep pulling out my pants.
What?
Oh. My pants are ripped and I keep pulling the threads.
I'm not pulling out people doing their own fucking skin
what's
surgery.
What's the stupidest way do you think that people have died? Like slipping and falling?
There I'd say cell phone into traffic.
Like, well, yeah, but that's still an accident. It's no, not but you're stupid.
Still a fucking idiot.
Right. My worst fear is to die a stupid way. If I'm going to die, like, tomorrow...
It's got to be in a blaze of glory machine gun fire.
It has to be epic.
Machine gun fire.
Like, I slip and fall on a banana peel, I'll kill myself, but I'll be dead.
I would say there's probably a lot of people do construction and, like, electrocute themselves. Oh, yeah.
Electrocution is probably stupid.
They, like, they're working on a car and they don't lift it properly and it falls on their head and shit.
Yeah. Cutting corners.
Hey, let me cook some toast in the bathtub.
Cook some toast in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or else.
Or stupid shit like that. It's got to be fucking electrocution for sure.
I think so, eh?
That's got to be the easily.
Or. The easiest way like to you're die. Cutting like your vegetables you on a countertop.
Your heart out. Now, you could chop a finger and not die.
But what if you accidentally cut your.
Okay, how wrist? Off are you going to be? Like, you can't. No
you're not
way.
Looking, you start cutting.
And you don't notice you're sawing through your hand at that point? Like. I would say more like the, yeah, like walking in the traffic, falling off a bridge.
Falling off a bridge. Yeah. Oh, that is definitely the stupidest way.
Or just you're stupid walking, stunt stuff.
You're walking, there's a manhole open, and you fall to your death. because you weren't looking, because you were like talking on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Or you're driving and you had your cell phone and you drove over a bridge.
Whoa. You're really not paying attention.
It was what?
That's exactly the sound you made too. What?
Have you ever had to or looked up the scenario if you go into the river with your car, how to get out?
Yes. I have. I totally have.
I always wanted to know that and then we looked it up.
Okay. Okay, wait.
So you have
should
to
we compare?
Wait.
Wait. Should we compare?
Of course.
I'll you have to wait? I feel like we don't have the same one. Okay, you say first.
All right. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wait till the car fills up about halfway. Then you can open the door because if you try it right away, it'll be too much pressure. And so you have to actually let water in. So you're about maybe halfway and then like the pressure evens out, then you can get out.
Okay. That's not what I heard.
Oh, really?
Okay. No. What, as soon as you hit the water, you open the window and you get out of – you unbuckle and get
you
out of the window.
Because the second you open the window, that water's going to come.
No, you have time because the water will. Yes, you have time. As soon as the car hits the water, it's going to, for a second, it's going to level itself before it sinks.
I think you're wrong.
No.
No, I think you're wrong. You have to wait till you even out, then you can unroll, take off.
Wait, you said open the door before.
No, you can't open the door.
You can't open the door.
Once you're evened out, you have to let water in.
Okay. Well, that's not what I heard.
No, well, you're...
Through the window.
Well, you're going to die.
Through the window, you...
Through the wall.
First, you open the window, then you unbuckle if you have kids in the back, and then you get out the window.
To the wall.
When... To the wall. To the window. I get it now.
Took you about a minute.
About a minute. So, yeah, that's what I heard. I'm ready. If ever my car...
I think you're wrong.
You know that my mom actually went off a bridge? With my brother, my big brother and my sister in the car when they were little.
And what did she do? Did she get out right away or did she do what I did?
Well, they're still alive, so I don't know exactly what happened.
You didn't ask her?
No, actually, I didn't, which is stupid.
That'd be
a
question to ask.
Yeah, that would be a question to ask. Apparently, she went off a bridge and both the kids were in the back and she got up. She's alive.
And you never asked her? Like, that'd be the first thing to ask.
Yeah, funny enough, I don't know much about my mom. I never asked those questions to my mom.
You should go to dinner with her and ask her stuff.
I should go what? Out to dinner with her?
Yeah.
And be like, hey, Ma, remember when you dropped off the bridge and it's the worst day of your life? What happened?
Why not? Yeah, she seems like she'd be nonchalant about it. It's been, what, 40 years or whatever? She's
yeah,
good.
I think it has been 40 years.
You should ask her.
More than that, probably.
I ask my mom all kinds of shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's new, though, no?
No, not at all. No, I'm not shy.
I don't know. I feel weird about asking that stuff. I still don't see my mom as a human. Like, as a real person.
Hold on, what?
I still don't see my mom as a real person.
She's an alien?
No, she's just like my mom.
So
it's different.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It makes
I don't
no
see
sense.
Her as a person that's like used to go out and get drunk all night and like meet boys.
You don't have to get hammered.
No, I know.
You can still shoot the shit with her.
Yeah, I know.
Have a bottle of wine with her. Give her like pass her an edible or something. You know,
an edible.
I'm gonna try one.
I'm gonna try. You're gonna try one?
Yeah, my friend has them, and then we were supposed to have them one day, and then it didn't work out. But yeah, like I'm totally trying one. Try edibles. I hear it calms
you down.
What are
you going to try? No,
I
it depends.
Brownies, chocolates.
Okay, yeah, but you have to know what you're ingesting though, eh? Is it going to be sativa?
Nah, it's weed, fuck.
No, but there's different kinds of weeds.
Okay.
So you have to figure out, there's a brand of...
No, it's there. No, fuck this. There's a brownie,
boy.
I'm eating it, let's see what happens, fuck it.
There's Etika.
Etika?
Indica. And sativa.
Okay.
And I forget now, I think sativa is the one that... I'm going to speak out of my ass right now. I think sativa is the one that energizes you and makes you laugh and stuff like that.
I'm gonna get the
and the other one is the calmer one. So make sure that you know.
Edible or Etika edible.
Yeah. Etika.
Just fucking
Indica.
Eat it. I'm just going to fucking eat it and see what happens.
Oh, I'm going to hear from listeners. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. You know what happened to me? I had the, while I'm doing all these freaking renovations, fuck. I rolled up a joint a few days ago and I put it on the top shelf of my bathroom.
Okay.
Because I knew that the electricians were coming the next day. So I was like, I'm not going to leave it out. I don't smoke the whole thing. You know, I just smoke a little bit. And then, so I put it there with the lighter.
Okay.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Very high. Because I was like, they're working
in
the kitchen.
Well, yeah, but for you, very
day.
High is like right.
No, the top one.
Yeah, no, it's like eye level. It's like right where the fucking. it's very high. It's like right there. It's like, everybody can see it.
That was racist.
Racist?
Yeah, it sounded Italian.
That's not racist.
Oh, it was very high. Yeah.
If I said, oh, the black guy's going to steal it, then that's racist.
I still consider it racist. Okay, so I put it really, really high because I was like, they're going to work in the kitchen.
It was
you're
like
fine.
Eye level, yeah. Whatever.
And then, of all fucking days, they had to come and dismantle the light in the bathroom that same day. And I saw them there, and I was like, oh, I can't go reach for it now.
They're going to be... Fucking right, just go for it.
Are you going to leave it there?
Don't leave it there. Just grab it.
Nobody mentioned anything. Obviously,
no, they're not going to say anything. Hey, do you mind if I grab a spliff? That spliff there?
They're like, hey, well, yeah, but they didn't even move it. Like, be careful, my weed. Jesus Christ. But the one day, I was like, I hit something there for one day, and they fucking go and dismantle the light right in the same level.
Yeah, it's better than leaving your fucking
dildo?
Flashlight or fleshlight in the bathroom.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
But who came?
Carp.
No! Did he see it?
Yeah. It was right there.
But where was it?
It's like, it was in the shelf, like right there. It was drying.
Don't you put that shit in the shower and let it dry in the shower?
Why?
Why would you put it on your shelf where people touch it?
Who comes over?
All of us.
No.
We're here like once a week.
No, it was in the shelf. It was covered in paper towels. There's no cross-contamination.
Gross.
Gross. What do you mean gross?
Next time, make a little thing that you can hang it with and put it in the shower.
Hook?
Yes, a hook. That's what they're called. And just leave it in the shower and wait for it to dry.
It was great because he knows something. Like, he didn't mention it. And he's like, yeah. I think he mentioned one time, like a year later or something. He's like, yeah, I saw your flashlight or whatever, something like that.
Well, we pulled it out at the last.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I mean, like before. It was a while ago.
Yes, guys. We totally pulled it out.
You touched it.
I touched it. It was weird. But it was very, like, mushy.
Yeah, it's mushy, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Mushy mouth.
I didn't think it... Mushy mouth? Do they make mouths?
They make mouths, they make vaginas, they make dicks.
Yeah, but do you think that people make out with the mouths?
They make butts.
Of course they make butts.
No, the mouth is for inserting things, it's not for making out.
Oh, but I'm sure people fucking fake make out with pillows.
Ah, for sure.
I never done that.
I've not made out with a pillow myself, but...
what were you talking about?
I don't know. Belts.
Yeah, well, but we figured that out.
Spliff, weed, construction.
We went somewhere.
I don't fucking remember.
How long have we been recording?
45. Let's close the show. Plug final thoughts. 45?
45. You want to close at 45?
Well, yeah, we close around 40.
No. Okay. Bye.
Fuck you. Close the show. Plug final thoughts.
Okay. If you want to, fuck.
You want to fuck.
No.
Email us.
No. If you want to listen to us, you can go on stfupodcast.com. That's where you will find our links for iTunes, Google Play, YouTube.
Mm. No, I'm saying yes. I'm confirming. Yes.
I know. I did. I said it. Yes, I did. It's the first thing I said.
You said Google Play.
I said iTunes first.
No, you didn't.
You're a dick. You can also leave us comments there on our website on underneath every episode, which, by the way, I would like to... mention that this guy, George.
Yo, George, what's up?
Hi, you're listening.
What's up, man?
And I'm acknowledging you because you've been commenting a lot on our website and I appreciate it and it's fun. I
appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. And he said, by the way, regarding...
the shitting and puking?
Yeah, which was two episodes ago, last episode.
Last one.
Last episode. He said, just jump in the tub and puke your lights out. Just do it all in the tub. But I don't like to get my feet full of shit, honestly.
Speaking of that, that's what I did.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You're right.
And I did it not even realizing.
Yeah, you were passed out.
I subconsciously, I had enough wherewithal to get in the tub and like...
Wherewithal?
Wherewithal.
Is that a word? He's Googling it.
Definition wherewithal.
I'm surprised you didn't Google.
Thank you.
Wherewithal.
Wherewithal.
The money of or other means needed for a particular purpose. Never heard that before. I spoke English all my life. Wherewithal.
I'm crestfallen to hear that, Charlie.
Fuck you with that word.
While you're on STFU...
Wait. Do you want to tell people what you told me about your crestfallen word?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't remember.
It started annoying you, huh?
No. So while you're on STFUpodcast.com,
We won, guys. We won.
No, she didn't. Click on the link, the Amazon link for the USA, the UK, Canada, A.
Yay, yay.
If you want to look up, you know, if you want an actual dictionary to learn these words like wherewithal, you can buy them, these dictionaries, on Amazon.com. And if you click on our link, you help support the show and it costs you no more, no less. So thank you for your support.
Yes, do it, guys. Do it. Do it. Especially if you're doing renovations in your kitchen and you're spending $10,000.
And you're not keeping track of bills. You're just putting it in the shoebox. Click on our link first. We'd appreciate the support.
Yes. Yay.
All right, let's close the show. I'm old school.
I'm Charlie. Fuck you.
Love like you mean it. Hug like you mean it. Fuck like you mean it.
Oh, you changed it. But I like it.
Hold on. Which one?
Love like you mean it. Fuck you like you mean it.
Hug like you mean it.
Oh, no. I think hug it was like, on the second.
Love like you mean
hug
it.
Hug like you mean it.
Love like you mean it.
Fuck like you mean it. Hug, love.
Hug, love, fuck.
I think that works. It's a nice progression there.
Hug like you mean it. Love like you mean it.
Fuck like you mean it. Fuck you.
Good night, bitches.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not gentlemen. Yo, I'll hug a girl like it don't mean nothing. Then turn around and start hugging her cousin. I don't love them. End of the fucking discussion. Got them tucked between my wings like Thanksgiving stuffing. She want a hug from behind. I did it. Yeah.
It's like the only words I know.